Hi, I'm Dave. You guys are awesome. I am a compulsive overeater, 100 pounder, and incredibly grateful for my recovery. And thank you so much for the meeting and for asking me to share.
Excuse me, Dave, would you like a time warning?
Barbara, you're awesome. Thank you. Yes. Could you please, at 5 minutes before, so I guess at 15 minutes, just give me
15
a
minutes
gentle,
and then
just
five.
let, well, if you give me at 15 minutes, right, say, 15 minutes, and then at 1 minute before the 20, just give me a quick gentle reminder. That would be amazing.
Okay, 15 minutes and gentle at 1 minute. Okay, you got it. You spotted.
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah, I'm a member of a number of other 12-step programs, and one of them is On and On. So I love having timers because I can go on and on and on. And I want to be as respectful as I can to this wonderful group that's really helped to bring me so much recovery, just on a daily basis. Before I go too far into this, though, I really feel like I just want to pause so that I don't go off onto Dave land. I'm going to say a quick prayer. If you want to say it along with me silently, please go ahead. Ah, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. All right. That, by the way, is the third step prayer. I love that prayer. I love it for a whole bunch of reasons, and this is coming from a guy who is who I was raised agnostic. Actually, I wasn't raised agnostic. I was raised culturally Jewish. My mom is a Holocaust survivor. And you have no idea how much that kind of fucked with my head, pardon my French, as a kid, knowing that, I'm being told there's this loving power greater than myself. And I'm also fully aware that, 70% of my extended family was exterminated in an organized extermination by other human beings. I don't say this as for self-pity. I just say it as like it really messed with me. And it made it really, really, really hard for me to start to find some kind of an accommodation for what in this program is the program, right? We talk about this as a spiritual program. It means that we're going to talk about God. It means we're going to talk about higher powers. It means we're going to talk about, a power greater than myself. What I'm going to also say is what I've learned over the years is that like that power is entirely definable by each and every single person who comes. That what works for me as a higher power doesn't necessarily have to work for you as a higher power. No one here in Overeaters Anonymous, and by the way, I don't speak for Overeaters Anonymous. I'm just a grateful member. But that everybody can make their own decisions and comes to their own accommodations as to what it means when we say the word G-O-D. I, for one, had a really, really, really difficult time, and I rebelled when anyone wanted to talk to me about God. And I can imagine that there's a lot of other people who are here who feel that same way. And what I want to just say is welcome, welcome, right? What I thought I had to believe in, first of all, I don't have to believe in. And second of all, what I've found over the years is that the room of the spirit is incredibly broad and roomy, and And it's welcoming of any of everyone and anyone in any belief system or even lack of belief system, which is really, really amazing. The key is I just need to remember that I'm not God, right? Like if I keep that in mind for today, I'm doing pretty well. What it also means is, you see, I have this hard time sometimes accepting these incredible gifts that that have happened, or I go vice versa. Like I start thinking, it's Dave. Dave is awesome. Look how great Dave is. Let me just tell you, I am a compulsive overeater. I've been one since I can remember. I started pouring sugar on my Cheerios when I was, 5 or 6 years old for Saturday morning cartoons as a little kid. And I love the way it made me feel. And I've never been able to stop. I've never been able to, like, I've yo-yoed. I've had plenty of yo-yos, but never had any kind of real freedom or recovery until I started coming to Overeaters Anonymous and found a power greater than myself that could restore me to sanity on a daily basis. So I'm not going to apologize for talking about God, and I want to be really welcoming to anyone who is having an issue with that, because I had a big issue with that for a long time. So today what it means is that I don't take credit for my recovery. I'm in there and I do the work, but it's this higher power that has given me a level of grace on a daily basis, and a grace is an unearned gift. A level of grace that allows me to have freedom from the food on a daily basis. And there's this amazing program of 12 steps that allows me to clear the way. And I have to do that work, but it has allowed me to clear the way between myself and that higher power that I call God, so that I can continue to have that freedom on a daily basis. Let me show you some photos, just for those of you who, this is always the fun show and tell part of the meetings. So I'm not entirely sure what my highest weight was. This is awfully close. This is me on February 8th of 2022, in Sedona, Arizona. I weighed probably about 330 pounds in this photo. The highest weight that I've recorded is 350 pounds, and I'm 5'11". So that's big. That's awfully big. I mean, it is morbidly obese. It is dangerously, dangerously obese. Not healthy. Here's me with my friend Stu. You're gonna see Stu again later in just 1 second, because I think this just gives you a little bit of an impression. I had this was that day in February, and then he came by and visited California, and we went up to Mount Tam and went hiking together. And this was us just about a year later, February 17th of this year. Just to give you an idea of the change that this program has helped to bring about in my life. This is probably me at my heaviest. This is when my son was graduating from high school in June of 2021. I'm smiling there, but I was really embarrassed. I'd never gotten to that high a weight before, and I was really, incredibly unhealthy. And then this is him and I just recently, in February, we went to go see the Golden State Warriors. And by the way, that's me making a three-point symbol, just in case anyone is worried about what the OK symbol means. And then this was me yesterday. I've lost about another 20 pounds since then. So my highest weight was about 350. Yesterday I was 186. Thank you, Overeaters Anonymous, for that miracle. Like I've never been at this weight in my adult life, except unless I was heading in that direction. Like I said, there's no way that Dave could have done that. That's not Dave's power. That's power that is way beyond what I could do by myself. I have a lot of compassion for that guy. He was in a lot of pain and very sick. And I need to remember that that I'm still there. Like that addict, that very, very sick individual, you know, I can come back just like that. You know, I've been sober in the beverage program now for a bit over 32 years. I got sober when I was 22, so that makes me, you can do the math and figure out how old I am. And I was incredibly lucky that I got recovery from alcohol and drug addiction. But I think the elements of control, this idea that, well, okay, I give up my life in the bar room to God, so I don't drink anymore. But, you know, my office or my bedroom or the kitchen, thanks very much. I got this, right? And so I would continue to use other behaviors as, you know, as coping mechanisms for when life got tough, and really surrendering, right? Surrendering, really surrendering. Like I didn't come into recovery because I was some, you know, like everything is all, you know, look at me, I'm so cool and I'm going to get enlightened. I came in because the shit was hitting the fan, pardon my French. And I was flunking out of college, and I knew something was wrong, but the humiliation of my life was finally strong enough for a period of time long enough that it was able to overcome the denial that my brain and that my disease liked to put in for a short period of time. And I pray if there's anybody who's struggling today, right, that your humiliation and your shame and your guilt can get so bad that it can actually overcome that denial and justification for just enough time to let the program come in. I needed that. So, you know, for me, that first definition of God, I call the gift of desperation. I needed the gift of desperation. I didn't think I needed it, but I needed it. And I needed that gift of desperation when I came into Overeaters Anonymous and finally got abstinent in December of 2021. I'd struggled with my weight for a long time as a sober man, but I wasn't desperate enough. I wasn't desperate enough. I wasn't desperate enough. I wasn't willing to do whatever it took to get recovery from this disease. See, I'm still a prideful son of a gun. And what's even scary is that in recovery, I can get spiritually prideful. You know, the three most dangerous words in recovery are, I got this. Super dangerous, because, you know, the cool news is that, like, when I got recovery in the beverage program, like, my life started getting a lot better, and in a lot of ways, you know, because I worked the steps and I had a sponsor and, you know, got that freedom, and I'm sort of naturally precocious and, you know, I'm hardworking, you know, a lot of the material things in life started coming my way. And so I started thinking, I got this, right? I don't got this. I don't got this. You know, I just want to remind myself by saying this, I don't got this. That what I have is a recovery that's contingent on the daily maintenance of my spiritual condition. And that's 32 years sober, and it's a whatever, you know, 16, 17, 18, I don't know, 16 months now, abstinent continuously in Overeaters Anonymous. And all I have is this morning. All I have is the time since waking up. That's it. It's a little embarrassing to come here and to talk about this weight loss. Frankly, the funny thing about it is I'm not even so sure it's about a physical the physical manifestation, I think, is actually to me more today about like just showing that there's some health in my life, or that, you know, that like, for whatever reason, God wants me to be sticking around, and maybe the physical manifestation. And I decided to get dressed up a little bit for you guys, partly because like I have such deep respect for the program, and I care so much about the people in this meeting that I want to make sure that I look appropriate for being able to represent what a bit of recovery looks like to somebody. But also it's super cool. Like, I mean, this is a small, you know, from a guy who is wearing 3XLs, you know, and those jeans, you know, that's a 29x30 jeans. And I don't say it to brag, right? I say it because I'm amazed.
15 minutes up.
Thank you, Barbara. And I've gotten obsessive in the program about things like, you know, what is my weight, or what is the, you know, what does the particular size on a piece of clothes look like? And by the way, that's obsession too. That's obsession too. I've been obsessive around exercise. And, you know, I had no idea. I called it triathlon training. I did triathlons back in 10 years ago and swam the Alcatraz swim and did all that fun stuff. And I thought I was being healthy, but really I was just doing, now I didn't even know that it was a form of bulimia, but it was. It was exercise bulimia. And so today what I'm really looking for is just freedom, freedom, freedom from obsession around food. Freedom from obsession around my body size and my body image. And, you know, the only way that I can kind of reconcile it then is that third step prayer. You know, they say in the third step prayer, it says, take away my difficulties. I really do want God to take away my difficulties. It's nice not to have so many difficulties today. I mean, I have my challenges. Don't get me wrong. Everybody does. But it says, take away my difficulties. But why? It says, so that victory over them can bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. Okay. So maybe what that means is, you know, get off of your, you know, your spiritual pride and your soapbox, Dave. And, you know, when somebody says, wow, I haven't seen you in a few years. You look amazing. I tell, you know, the reason why is to say, well, there's been this thing that's come into my life, and it's God. And sometimes people roll their eyes and they're like, oh, and you know, sometimes I'm embarrassed and I just say diet and exercise. But it feels like I'm not really doing God's work, because it wasn't diet and exercise that got me here. Right? Diet and exercise lands me up and down 100 pounds over and over again. Diet and exercise lands me in a place of obsession. Thanks, Barbara. So I've got about a minute left. If there's anything that I can offer today, and if you're new to Overeaters Anonymous, I struggled for over 10 years coming back because I couldn't figure any of this stuff out. was about prayer. Like I needed to pray and just ask for the willingness. And if I wasn't ready, I could pray for the willingness to become willing. Right? Please make me willing to be willing. And then, you know, if I did that consistently and I kept showing up and kept being honest, the willingness came. And for that, knowing that it's not Dave doing it. So what that means then is now that that grace has been here, has come, my job is to hold on to it like holding on to a tiger's tail and do whatever it takes. And that means coming to meetings, getting a sponsor, doing the steps. But most importantly, just welcome to Overeaters Anonymous. And I hope you keep coming back and that there really is hope. I know that it's happened so far for me today, but I only get it for today. So I'm going to keep coming back. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.